Father, we come to you this morning so thankful that we have that hope. That because the grave is empty, because Jesus rose again, we have a hope, and a hope that extends over death. That, oh death, where is your victory? Oh grave, where is your sting? Because of the victory of Jesus Christ. And Lord, today as we need your reminders, as we need your comfort, Lord, I pray that we would just remember who you are and what you've done for us. Lord, as we open your word now, Lord, continue to comfort, to bring words of hope, and allow your spirit to move among us. And we'll give you the thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated this morning. Our kids are going to be dismissed for Kids Connect. A time for them in the Word of God together. And this morning, I want us to go to Psalm 121. Psalm 121. This has been just a little bit of a different week. And so this morning, I want to take a few minutes. That's right. Few minutes. I see I can't even talk about speaking shortly. I don't know. It's something. Take a few minutes and just find some encouragement in God's Word. When things get crazy around us, we need the stability that God provides us through His Word. And in Psalm 121, we find one of those great psalms. You know, it's been a week of change. If you watch the timeline of this week, I mean, starting about Wednesday afternoon, things began to change. And we began to see different cancellations, and the sports world began to shut down. And then so far as even theme parks are shutting down, and then cities and different aspects, we are seeing changes that are happening sweeping all across our lives. If you've gone to a store this week, you know that things have been changing like crazy. It's been a week of learning. We've learned some different things. We've learned some different things about these new viruses, and we've learned some different things about us. And one thing we have learned is that we are fragile. That we are fragile. As human beings, we are not always safe. And no matter what we might try to do or what we might try to prevent, there are still opportunities. And regardless about the virus, we know this from a week-to-week basis, that regardless of what we might try to do, there might be a diagnosis that we weren't ready for. There might be an accident that we weren't ready for. And through this, we learn we are fragile. And when we learn that, sometimes there is a fear in our fragility. There's a fear in our fragility, and we have seen this a lot this week. We have seen a lot of fear. We have seen a lot of panic. Unfortunately, we were running low on toilet paper this week. And then Thursday, after my physical therapy, I told Nicole, I'm right here. I'm just going to run to Costco. I'm going to grab some. You know, and just see what happens. Did I ever see what happens? Luckily, I got there and got some. But to watch the people in the carts and to see the things, and they were the Costco workers, the poor people were saying, only two. And people would have it stacked up, and we'd see the workers taking it right back out there to the back. But there is a fear that comes over us in our fragility. We are fragile, and sometimes we're not always safe. And when these times come up, the question becomes, where do we look? When these times of fragility and these times of fear, when they come up, where do we look? I love what Tony Evans says in one of his recent sermons. He said, when these times come up, we need to retreat to the character of God, of who He is. And so this morning, I want you to see just plainly who God is in Psalm 121. read with me. Verse 1, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Here we see in this psalm the character of God. And really, when you are going through difficult times and you're going through trying circumstances, the book of Psalms is a great place to go to. The book of Psalms is a place where we see the character of God throughout the different chapters, and you see more about His attributes in different places. You see His attributes of when things are going good, rejoice, and we see the praises, enter into His courts with thanksgiving. You see the times of confession, restore the bones which you have broken. You even see those times when you want to take out somebody. Lord, break out their teeth. But we see the character of God throughout Psalms. And in Psalm 121, when we are wondering where to look, we see we can look to the character of God. This is a psalm of ascent. In other words, this was a psalm that was sung in one of two instances. It would be sung in the coming back to Jerusalem for different festivals and different feasts and parts of their religious activity. As they were coming to Jerusalem, they would sing psalms of ascent as they are turning their eyes upward to that Temple Mount, to Jerusalem. Where I lift my eyes to the hills, where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the Creator, the one who made heaven and earth. They would also sing it as they returned from exile, from when they were returning from Babylon, from Syria, and all these places that took them exile as they're returning. It was a psalm of ascent that they would sing as they would come back. I lift my eyes up. And so in these times when we are wondering where to look, we have two options. We can try to look around us, or we can turn our eyes upward. And when you do, we see four characteristics right here of why we can turn our eyes to the Lord. The first one is because He's the Creator. Verses 1 and 2, I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. When things go wrong, when systems don't work right, go to the designer. Go to the one who is the great physician. Go to the one who knows our frame. When we don't understand quite what's going on with us, we know that we have a Creator that cares for us. I lift my eyes to the Creator, the designer. And this idea of creation brings in the idea that He is powerful. He is able. Because He's the Creator, because He's the one that spoke everything out of nothing, because He's the one who has designed our frame and put us together, we know He has the power. And we can say with Paul, as he says in 2 Timothy 1:12, but I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed to Him against that day. He's our Creator. 3 and 4, verses 3 and 4 tell us that He's omnipresent. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. He is always present. When it speaks about not letting your foot be moved, in Scripture we see the foot referred to a lot of times in reference to action, to going. It speaks of going. It speaks of action, but it also speaks of foundation. Try going without a foot for a while. And that's one of the parts of my physical therapy right now. As we get started in physical therapy, the first thing they do is they take me to this little trampoline. They make me stand there on 1 foot. Now, I've been getting pretty good at it, right? But this is not on a trampoline either. All right? You put this mass of human being on a trampoline and try to do that 1 foot, it gets a little shaky. But when we see this idea of the foot here, he's saying, I'm not going to let your foot be moved. In the actions, in the going, we have a sure foundation because he's always there. He's always present. That's where we see, and he who keeps you will not slumber. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. There is no time on the job where God is not paying attention. Where God is not aware, that God is not seeing what's happening. All of this that we are working through, that we're going through, is not something that snuck up on God. He is not sleeping. He's not slumbering through it. So even when we are walking through the trying times and we're going through hardships, we know that we can continue to walk and we can continue to go forward because our God can walk with us. He's going to give us a sure foundation. He who neither sleeps nor slumbers, he's always present. It reminds us of the words that Jesus gave to his disciples as he was departing. And lo, I will be with you always. He's omnipresent. In verses 5 and 6, we see he's immutable. Immutable just basically means he's unchanging. Notice it says, the Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. He starts off bringing out the idea of shade. The Lord is your shade for your right hand. And if you think about the region in which this would have been written, shade is very important. Having shade is very much an idea of protection, of not being overheated. He says, you're going to have shade, you're going to have relief, and you're going to have protection. And then he brings in the idea, the sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. Now, we know in Texas how much the sun can strike you by day. Anybody had the moon strike you by night? Anybody got moon burn here ever in your life? What is the danger of the moon by night? What is the protection here? Understand, when he uses the term sun and moon, he's referring to time. He's saying the sun by day and the moon by night. And this is also a reference to their lunar calendar. This is an idea of time. He's saying regardless of how time marches on, regardless of by day or by night, regardless of anything that's going on, I can provide that protection because I am unchanging. The Lord is your keeper. And he is unchanging by day or by night in the midst of a world that things are changing rapidly. And they will continue to change. And all of this change that we experience, we can rest assured that God is not changing this morning. He's not changing the requirements of your salvation. He's not changing his grace in forgiveness. He's not changing his love. He's not changing his holiness. He's not changing his ability and power. And none of this changes. None of it has depleted him. None of it has gone from him. He's not learning something new, and he is not losing his resources. He is immutable. He's always the same. And because of that, he can be our shade. Whether day or night, he's immutable. And then in verses 7 and 8, we see he's self-existent. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. The Lord here that we see referenced is that name for God that we saw him give to Moses at the burning bush. The I am that I am. The Lord, the Yahweh, the Jehovah. This God, this I am, this one who is self-existent, who is not dependent on anything, who does not need energy to take in. He doesn't depend on us. He doesn't depend on fuel. He doesn't depend on rest. He is the self-existent one. And because he's self-existent, he is capable of being our keeper. Of being the one who can keep us. And you see that term used throughout this psalm. The Lord is your keeper. He who keeps you. He who keeps Israel. This God who is our keeper is the self-existent God who can continue to work in our lives. This is also what points us to forevermore through Jesus Christ. There in verse 8, the Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. And he can do that because of Jesus Christ. Today we have hope and we lift our eyes to the Lord because in the midst of everything that we can't control, he has provided through Jesus Christ. He's given us an answer. He's given us a hope. He's given us an anchor. When things go wrong around us through Jesus Christ, we can understand forevermore because through him comes life everlasting. He is provided through Jesus Christ. You see, in our life, there is fear in our fragility. But in Christ, and through what God has provided us, we see that there's peace in his deity. We are fearful because we're fragile, but we have peace because he is God. And God has provided for us. I wanted to close today with this truth. That I hope that these passages today could be places that you could go to. Psalm 121, and then John 10, verses 27 through 30. We see Jesus give us this precious promise. In John 10, 27, he says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." Here, as we see this, Jesus reminds his followers, "My sheep, they hear my voice, they follow after me, and I have given them eternal life through that precious blood of Jesus Christ. We have an anchor." And he says, you're right here in my hands. "And not only are you in my hands, but my Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and he has you in his hands too." My friends, when things look tough, we have a hope. We have an answer. It doesn't always mean that everything just becomes easy. But it does mean it becomes bearable. Because "I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me" is not that he just, you know, I've told several of you this idea that it's not that he just gives us Popeye arms. That we can go out into this world now and I have my can of spinach and this is Christ and he strengthens me and I got my Popeye arms and I can just start taking things out. That's not what that verse is saying. That verse in the context, Paul is saying, "I am content whether I am high or whether I am low. I've learned to be content." Why? Because my relationship with Jesus Christ says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So whether we are going through good times or whether we are going through rough times, Jesus Christ is the one that can bring hope. And so when it's dreary and fearful and fragile to look around, we can turn our eyes up and see the peace in his deity, in who he is, and that he provided for us through Jesus Christ. Shall we stand this morning? Our Father, just work now in this time. Lord, whatever might be going in our hearts and our lives in this room today, and Lord, I pray that we would place our trust in you. That we would see who you are, your character. And we'd put our hope and our trust in you. Lord, comfort us this morning from your word and praises. Help us to walk closer to you. For it's in your name we pray. Amen.